Hi guys, I'm here again on the self-esteem issues. Yes. So today, I'm going to look at how you can deal with these self-esteem issues. On the last podcast, I know I said you should know yourself and to yourself be true. Yeah, that's like the foundation of it all. But finding yourself is not something you do overnight. It's something that takes a lot of time, even takes years for people to find themselves. So do you stick with these self-esteem issues? Do you find yourself? No. There are some other things that you can also do that will help you while you're finding yourself, in the process of you finding yourself. So one of them is, this might sound really shabby and fake, but yeah, wear comfortable clothes. Please, by all means, wear comfortable clothes. Abandon stereotypes. Don't say everybody's wearing heels, I must wear heels. Everybody's doing this one, I must do it. Wear comfortable clothes. One of the things that make people uneasy when they go out is their clothing. Maybe everyone is wearing crop top, so you want to wear crop top. Meanwhile, you know that your tummy advised you not to wear crop top when you now go out now. Okay, maybe it's a grill you go for, like this chill and grill thing where you have to eat and drink, and now your tummy gets bigger. Then you start looking at all those girls that wore crop top with it six pack and flat tummy, and you start feeling like Winnie the Pooh. You now wish you wore something comfortable. One of the key to wearing, one of the good things about wearing comfortable clothes is that no matter what happens, you feel comfortable. If you have to run, if you have to jump, if you have to dance, if you can even stay the whole day there. Wear comfortable clothes doesn't mean you should be wearing jalabiya or agbada wherever you're going to, but the first thing that should come to your mind when you want to dress up to go out is this comfortable? Some people are not good with heels, okay, but if you know you really have to wear heels to this outing, by all means, put a nice slippers in your bag. When the heels start pinching your toes, pull it off and wear your slippers, your nice slippers, so nobody will kill you. Or if you know that you are a sneakers person, there's a way you can infuse it into your dressing. But the background of your dressing style should always be comfort. So no matter what happens, just imagine you go for a show and then Burna Boy calls you up that you should come and dance with him on this stage, and you wore something that is trendy but you're not comfortable with, you start feeling shy then. And when you now see the video being replayed on MTV Base, you'll be like, oh my god, why did I wear this knicker now? Why do I wear this bum short? Try, look at how my bum is showing. Hi, I don't know, the back of my lap is black. Oh, wow, my legs are tiny too. Oh my, I shouldn't have worn this this shoe that was already opening. No, Kai, my mind told me. You start second guessing yourself, feeling bad and all. But if you wore something you're really comfortable with, no matter what happens, no matter what plays out, you'll be okay because you're comfortable. Remember, I didn't say wear sloppy clothes, so I said comfortable clothes. Always think of comfort when you're dressing. Then, abandon stereotypes. Most of the time, we do things we are not comfortable with because this is what everybody's doing. Leave everybody. I know everybody. You are you. I know you are still finding yourself, but as the process is going on, always tell yourself, I am me, I'm not everybody. So not just cause this is what is going on, I should do this. No, abandon stereotype. Then another point is invest in your skin and your smell. Please, it's not being fake or vain. Please invest in your skin. Get a nice soap. Get a nice cream. Let your skin be popping. You feel good about yourself when you go out and your skin is popping. Even all those people that used to rub Vaseline. Okay, sorry about saying Vaseline. Vaseline actually works for some people. But when your skin is great and people compliment you, you feel better. So invest in your skin, yeah? If you have dry skin, always carry a lotion around and use a cream that makes your dry skin feel fresh and popping, right? Don't use all these oils when you have dry skin. If not, your skin will be shining like more. And invest in your smell, please. You know that a great smell attracts people to you, so you can't say that you want to interact with people when you open your mouth or raise your hand, an offensive smell comes out. This might seem really petty, but you'll be surprised. Always carry a mint around. If you know you've not talked for a long period of time, put mint in your mouth. Let your breath smell fresh. Use nice perfume. Doesn't have to be too expensive, but use nice perfume. Invest in your skin, your smell, both from the mouth and from the body, please. Another point is, don't struggle to impress people. Let me tell you one secret about all these people we are trying to impress. Don't tell the secret. Don't tell anybody. Their shit is to smell. It even smells worse than yours. They have disgusting habits that you know nothing about. Nobody is really better than you. I know you are still finding yourself. You are still on that journey. But just don't forget this. That person you are struggling to impress is not even worth it at the end of the day. Everybody has a demon he's struggling with. Nobody is it. Even Beyonce self is too fat. So please, don't struggle to impress. I'm not saying be mediocre and be stagnant. Be better every day for yourself, but don't struggle to impress people at the detriment of your mental health and your well-being. Please, I can't stress this enough, but this is how much I can say. Lastly, remember, beauty is relative. Nobody is the it. Nobody is beauty itself. Beauty is relative. Everybody is beautiful. Look within and you see how beautiful you are. The so-called facial beauty that society has made to be the everything, you know, all it can do is attract somebody to you. But when the person comes close, what makes the person stay is your character. Your character. Do you have a good heart? Are you charming, fun loving, warm hearted, nice to people? It's all these things that matter, not even if you have pointed nose or oblong face or chubby cheeks like mine. So I go over the points again. Invest in your skin, smell nice, abandon stereotypes, wear comfortable clothes, never struggle to impress. Remember that beauty is relative. Remember that you are beautiful. On your journey to finding yourself, don't forget all these things. We have comfortable pants too for the ladies. Yeah, let me tell you another secret. So one of my friends noticed that I like to wear big pants. So he used to tease me all the time. You know, pant lines show and all now. So I was not like, what's even the thing about this other pants? I'm comfortable with this big pant. Leave me alone on my big pants. So one day, anyways, I went for shopping and then I said, okay, let me buy some thongs and some sexy looking pants. So I did buy them. And guess what? I felt great when I wore them. I was ashamed of myself, but I told my friend later. I was like, guess what? I finally got really nice, sexy pants, and anytime I wear them, I feel great. Yeah, it's not like I wore them to go and show anybody, but wearing them and wearing your clothes on top and just walking on the road, you just feel amazing. That doesn't make me fake or petty, but comfortable and great clothes make you feel good. When I say great clothes or comfortable clothes, it doesn't have to be sloppy clothes and doesn't have to be too expensive clothes, but good quality clothes that you know you can take them anywhere and you feel comfortable, and they also look smart as far as they are clean, they are ironed, they smell nice, and they are comfortable on you. Yeah, you're good to go. So that's as usual. I'd like to hear feedback from you. Send me a mail. My email address is deighavic@gmail.com. deighavic@gmail.com. My name is Victoria. Thanks for listening.